Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm with Dr. Andres Rodriguez, Senior Principal Engineer with the Intel Data Center Group. Welcome, Andres. How's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. The topic today is deep learning performance and what your organization has been doing to drive improved performance on Xeon platforms. But before we get to that, can you just start by providing a little bit about your background and what your focus area is at Intel?
Yes, my background is in the area of artificial intelligence, more specifically machine learning. I've been working in this area for about 14 years. Got my PhD in this area. I was an adjunct professor and a research scientist. And then I joined Intel. So I've been with Intel for the past 2.5 years. What I do specifically at Intel is I work on AI strategy, both in the area of software and hardware. So we're looking to both meet current customer requirements and also forecast or anticipate a future requirement that customers will have. And in the hardware side, looking also at hardware features that can accelerate a training, both in our Xeon and other platforms.
Your team has been hard at work on taking advantage of some of the underlying hardware capabilities that we're delivering on our Xeon Scalable platform to mirror that with software optimizations. Tell me about why that's important and how we've approached that work in terms of looking at the opportunities across a number of different frameworks to drive optimizations.
A lot of optimizations happened on one of our competing platforms early on in this recent wave of artificial intelligence. It started around 2010 and spiked off in 2014, and it's been growing very rapidly ever since. The reason for the performance gap that existed 2 years ago was not as much a hardware gap, but more of a software gap. So by investing in our software optimizations, we've been able to significantly close the gap and in some cases achieve superior performance. Now to talk a little bit more about the specific work, we initially started with CAFE. CAFE was a popular framework, especially for computer vision applications, such as classifying an image or detecting various objects in an image. After CAFE, the next big framework was TensorFlow, and Intel has put a lot of effort into optimizing TensorFlow for our Xeon CPUs. We're also investing in other frameworks such as MXNet, PyTorch, and emerging frameworks as the market adopts them.
The performance characteristics that you've been able to drive have been quite impressive. Tell me about what you've been able to deliver and why this performance is so valued by our customers.
So our customers have a lot of Intel Xeon processors, and they want to be able to use them for various workloads. Prior to our software optimization, the performance for a subset of machine learning workloads, specifically neural networks, deep neural networks, the performance was below the potential performance that the hardware could deliver. Now, customers get excellent performance out of our Intel Xeon processors. Therefore, it provides them great economic value.
How do you decide which frameworks to target and how we can best develop a common set of Intel tools to work across those industry frameworks?
We've actually seen a consolidation in the number of frameworks over the past 2 years with TensorFlow, PyTorch, CAFE2, and PaddlePaddle and MXNet being among the leading frameworks. So the way we decide what frameworks to optimize and to invest in is by getting customer feedback and also analyzing what the market is using and what the academic community is using.
Tell me a little bit about what we integrated into Xeon and what's coming that helps with your team's efforts in terms of performance improvements.
There are common functions that are shared across various types of deep learning workloads. For example, convolution function or a ReLU function. These are functions that we can optimize to give best performance on our Intel Xeon processors. So you can think of this function as Lego pieces. From these various Lego pieces, you can build complex deep learning functions. And so we optimize these Lego pieces in a library that we call the Intel MKL DNN library. And this library is specifically targeted for deep learning workloads. It's an open source library that contains a number of deep learning functions. So we integrate this library into the various frameworks. So when the user runs their code and configures the framework with our MKL DNN optimizations, then whenever they call, say, a convolution function, it will call the MKL DNN optimized convolution function, and then they can get good performance on our Intel Xeon processors. Another set of optimizations is more at the framework level. These frameworks have a set of operations that can be simplified or can be accelerated by fusing them. So by fusing various operations in your framework's graph, you reduce, for example, the number of transformations that you have to do to your data. So for example, when you call our MKL DNN function, the function expects the data to be in a certain data layout, and that may require some a small amount of time to transform the data into the format that MKL DNN requires it to be. So by fusing various layers, you can reduce the amount of data layer transformations that is required, and thereby speeding up both your training and your inference time.
Andres, what is next for your team in terms of focus, and how would developers engage with your team if they want to ensure that the software that they're developing is being fully optimized and taking advantage of the tools that we're putting out in market?
They can go to ai.intel.com and get access to the information of our latest optimizations from that website and where to download them. And they can get access to our AI developer programs from that page. Another way is if they have an issue with a particular framework that they're using, they can submit an issue at the framework's GitHub page, and we'll be monitoring those. And so we know which workloads are needing additional software optimizations, and we can work on those models. And to your first question on what's next, we are working currently on enabling Int 8 inference across key frameworks. We are adding a new instruction to our next generation of Intel Xeon processors, codename Cascade Lake. Cascade Lake has a new instruction known as VNNI, which is part of our Deep Learning Boost set of instructions that we are adding to our next and future generations of Xeon processors. And this instruction allows you to do essentially four times the Int 8 computation that you would be able to do with FP32. So it has a theoretical gain of four times over FP32. And this is in addition to the 100 plus performance gain that we've observed in the past 2 years. So this is a feature that I'm excited, and various Intel teams were working to enable it, so when Cascade Lake launches, they can get good performance from day one. And by good performance, I mean two things, that they get the same accuracy that they were observing when their models ran at FP32. They get the same accuracy when they're running the models with 8 bits of precision. And second, that they get a significant performance gain over FP32. And so overall, for some workloads, we are already observing 11 times the performance gains on Cascade Lake, so our next generation of Intel Xeon processors, over the current generation, codenamed Scale Lake, at the time that it was launched. So these gains come from both the software investment and the hardware features that we are adding to Cascade Lake.
Andres, congratulations on all the great progress that your team is making. One final question for you. Where can folks find out more information about our AI initiative in general and engage with the team?
A great place to go to start is ai.intel.com. And from there, you'll be able to find a number of resources and links to various frameworks, to our developer community. You can read our latest blogs, and you'll be able to connect with our developers from there.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.